Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello.
Hello, mate. Hello,
how
you on a set?
Every time, mate.
What?
Then. I just said hello to you as I walked in.
Sorry.
Why do you do that every time we start?
I forget. I think
it's not all about you, it's about the listeners.
You only ever say hello to me. So when you do, I'm like, I'm grateful.
Because I don't work with you anymore. I don't care about you anymore. Oh, you don't. I love you, Jake. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, and oh, over there. Jason Cundy.
Hello, mate.
No,
stinks. I get it every day, mate.
You, my phone.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, of course, don't forget to check me out on Drive on TalkSport today. 4 p.m. alongside the brilliant Darren Bell.
He's good. He's really...
What a player he was.
No, look, he's good. No, I know, but presenter-wise, he's not. What?
He's brilliant, mate. Probably the best I've worked with.
No, don't say that. That's okay, then.
I'm on JJ. How could I forget Perry Groves? He was brilliant. Anyway, Jay, I'm playing. We begin with a mahoosive night of Champions League semi-final action with Harry Kane's Bayern Munich up against Jude Bellingham's Real Madrid. Or as you would say, Jay, Harry Kane's got a massive semi.
So Stinks is all square going in to the second leg of that massive semi.
Anyway, here's how all that nonsense sounded on TalkSport.
A night of high drama, of high quality, and Real Madrid will feel that a draw in Munich gives them the first leg advantage. They scored early, the finishers midway through the first half. Sané and Kane in a devastating four-minute spell before the hour mark turned it around by leading 2-1. The finishers equalised on the spot with 7 minutes to go. It's 2-2. The second leg a week tomorrow will be unmissable.
What a game of football that was. It was worth the entrance fee alone. Fantastic action, end-to-end stuff. That was brilliant. Bayern Munich 2, Real Madrid 2.
Yeah, it was. It's set up brilliantly for next week. We've got that game covered, so that'll be a fantastic game for us. And the bottom line is the Champions League games are so open these days, so much quality on the pitch, and as I say, a fantastic spectacle again.
We were talking about Bellingham. It was Vinicius Junior for Real Madrid who stole the show, really. You've got to look at Bayern Munich's defending too. Kim in the first half with the error, and then with a foul on Rodrigo in the second half. What's he thinking of? They're 2-1 up, Bayern Munich.
Yeah, he was poor tonight. When you can make the odd mistake, which cost them for the first goal. He made a similar mistake in the second half, and then brought the player down for a penalty. It was not one of his better evenings.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's go to Moaning Mo. He's phoned us up. He's a Liverpool fan, right,
Moaning? Oh, here we are. Going to drag the show down straight away. Here he is.
How are you? Good.
All right, Moaning.
Moaning sounds happy.
You seem like you're in a good mood, Moaning.
Well, not really. Today, if you watch the Real Madrid game and the Bayern game, if you bothered to watch it, the two English players were the worst two players on the pitch.
What do you mean if you bothered to watch it?
Talking about
We've just been talking about it. What do you mean bothered to watch it?
How haven't you not talked about it? If Bellingham's name was Neymar, Jason Cundy, you know well that you'd ridicule him, you'd mock him, and you'd hunt him down.
Who's the best player in Spain?
Down tonight?
Who's the best player in Spain?
It's not Bellingham.
Who's it in?
Anyway, let me talk.
No, who is it? Is it right now, he is the top player.
Vinicius outshone him tonight. You know that. Vinicius outshone him
that's
tonight.
That's fine. That's fine.
Modric was
better than him tonight.
Cristiano was better than Kane tonight.
You're taking
Sané
one.
Sané was 10 times better than Kane.
Who's the best player in Germany?
Stop. Let me finish. Stop overhyping English players just because they're English.
Harry Kane, he broke the record in Germany. What are you talking about?
Over the last few weeks, listen, over the last few weeks, I've been hearing lots of drivel about Bellingham, yeah? I've heard that Bellingham's the best player in the world. He's not. I've heard that Bellingham's better than Zidane. Well, he's definitely not. I've heard that Foden's better than Xavi and Iniesta. You've called.
Who have you been speaking to?
Harry Kane. Listen,
honestly, you've been speaking to the bloke in the pub.
You've called Harry Kane the best goal scorer of all time. Every time he shows up in a big game,
Mo, you can't just come on the radio and make false accusations.
I haven't. Against Arsenal, he didn't turn up. Tonight, he didn't turn up. In big games, he bottles it. He's not the best goal scorer of all time. Bellingham's not the best player of all time.
Such a reaction. No one said he is, but right now, Bellingham, at the age of 19, is probably one of the best, if not the best teenager in the world.
Who is he then?
He's not
the best teenager. What an achievement. He's not the best young player. Musiala is 2 years older, has won 5 German leagues. He's 12 years younger than Harry Kane and has won 5 German leagues. By the way, Harry Kane, who Jason O'Hara waxes lyrical over, went to a league with Bayern, have won it 9 times in the last 9 years and has been outdone by a team captained by an Arsenal reject. You know how embarrassing that is?
Yeah, when you put it like that, but that's not the reason, Mo, is it? Come on. Come on, Mo. He scored 35 goals in 32 games.
Yeah, but what has he won? He's won absolutely
nothing. I know, but he can't do any more.
He's not won it, has he? He can win it.
What more can he do? You know what I mean? I feel sorry for Kane.
9 times.
Yeah, someone like Moaning Mo phone up.
Right? I know.
Bellingham's had one bang average performance tonight. He's probably the best player.
He's had lots of bang average performance.
He weren't great against Man City.
You know, he's not been great. But I mean, you know, you've got to look at what he offers England. What are you going to say? We leave Bellingham on the bench?
I didn't say that. I just said tonight, all the European golden boys, the real golden boys, like Musiala and Sane and a legend called Luka Modric, outshone your English golden
boy.
Who's
your nationality, Mo?
Well, listen, I was born here, but I don't support England because you always wax lyrical. I can't stand it.
That's fine. That's why we're here. See, that's why you want to phone up and have a moan. That's what you call moaning Mo.
I hope you lose.
Okay, all right. Well, you know where we are, what we do.
You will get out.
Who's your nation, Mo? Just out of interest.
Trust me. You won't make it out of the group.
Mo, just want to know, who's your nation?
Libya.
Libya, okay. How are they getting on?
Whatever, mate. I don't hype up my team, mate.
You support Libya, though.
Where was Bellingham tonight? Just tell me, where was Jude Bellingham tonight? I didn't see him.
No, we just said that. He didn't have a great game tonight.
He got pulled off.
Where was Harry Kane tonight? Yeah. Bottled it again. Your golden boys bottled it again and your legends bottled it again. That's embarrassing.
Who are you supporting in the Euros, mate?
Anybody but England. I can't wait to see it.
It's all right, Mo. That's all right. You know where we are, Mo.
TalkSport Daily.
Now the Championship stinks and Ipswich, my old side, and what? Bentley's old...
No.
What do you mean?
I didn't know that.
Didn't know what? Bentley played for Ipswich?
No. I didn't know he used to play football.
That's horrible, Stinks. That's horrible. Anyway, my old side and Bentley's old side have edged to promotion after their clash with Coventry.
There goes the full-time whistle. Pandemonium in the away end. Back-to-back promotions, tantalisingly close for Ipswich Town. One more point will guarantee a second promotion in successive seasons for Kieran McKenna and Ipswich Town after a 2-1 win here at the Coventry Building Society Arena.
A point against Huddersfield and they are thinking, Adrian Clark, they have got the job done. They're going up to the Premier League.
Yeah, they're on the brink, aren't they? It's been a magical season, but the fairy tale isn't quite complete yet. They've got to get that point. But judging by the big bear hugs at the end, and you saw the management team have this huge, great big huddle at the end, they know what this result meant. This was a tough game for them. Coventry did not lay down. They went for it. They wanted to win this game, let alone draw it. So Ipswich had to dig deep at times. I thought that the teamwork was fantastic for Ipswich. They defended as a group brilliantly. And the way that they sprung into life on transitions and counters was amazing. It's so rapid. And I think on the balance of play, even though they didn't have as much of the ball, they carried so much threat, and I think they were deserving winners on the night. And I've got to say, over the course of the season, you cannot begrudge them a place in the Premier League next year. They've been sensational.
The story is phenomenal since Kieran McKenna got in there in December 2021. The story is absolutely phenomenal.
A very good win. It feels like a very important win. It's a really hard-fought win. It's a great night to enjoy in isolation anyway, coming away to, you know, a really good Coventry side and, you know, getting a result to enjoy in front of our supporters. It's a great night to enjoy, and it's another 3 points, and, you know, we know that puts us in a great position going into Saturday. And if we can deliver, you know, a good performance and result on Saturday, then, of course, it makes tonight a very significant night.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's go to Dan, who's an Ipswich fan. All right, Dan.
Danny boy.
Yo, guys.
How you doing, Dan?
You've been at the game. What a night.
What an absolute night. It's just magical.
Yeah.
There.
What a job he's done, Kieran McKenna. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's been amazing. So I spoke to you guys after the Leicester game when we got that last minute equaliser, and you guys were sort of rotting us off a little bit. We were sort of buckled down in January, some new signings, and just gone again. And, well, it's just like 1 point away from promotion. Absolutely ridiculous.
What was it like in the away end, Dan? Because you won't have seen this, but on the TV, they're zooming in on some of the Ipswich fans, mate. And honestly, the agony that it looked like you lot were going through when 11 minutes was held up.
It was nerve-wracking, but we sort of rode the storm the extra time. The fans got noisier and noisier as we knew, sort of believe us, this was going to go. And like, after the whistle went, it was absolutely pandemonium there. And so we were in the ground for a good 15, 20 minutes after the game as well, just celebrating. They just kicked us out, so.
Kicked us out.
Don't care. Yeah. Stay there, singing.
Yeah, singing.
No one cares.
Let's go to James. He's an Ipswich Town fan. He was at the game. Right, James?
Jimbo.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm right, good, Jimbo. Mate. You've been at the game. I mean, the atmosphere looked amazing, but you also looked like you was going through hell.
Oh, my goodness, honestly, there was, I was padding around, there was definitely some tears shed, to be honest. It was, honestly, vibes of Barnsley away last season, that was kind of on the same kind of level of epicness. Yeah, it was mad, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Coventry didn't have much to play for. The fans didn't look like they showed
give
up in their numbers.
Though, you know?
But
they made sure they give them a game, but kept them honest.
Still decent side.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I was talking to people around me. That's a cracking team, absolutely no doubt there. And, you know, in any, it could have gone their way very easily. They had lots of chances, and I guess we just took them. You know, that's sometimes the reality of it. Like, look at us away to Cardiff. We kind of didn't take our chances, and it kind of it bit us. But that's just nature of it, isn't it?
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Premier League clubs have voted in favour of developing plans to introduce a spending cap. You know what a spending cap is, don't you?
Stink. It's a cap, right, with spending on the front. And you get, like, you get advertising, you get Chelsea. This is, you got spending. Let's go. You got any spending cap?
It's not an actual cap, Jay.
Is it not? Not got spending on the front?
No.
Tell you what, mate, might make a lot of money if you started making spending caps and stick it on Amazon.
Anyway, football finance expert Kieran Maguire was in the TalkSport studio to explain more.
Since what about if you made like one like as a little furry thing, you stroke it, meow, 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 as you stroke it, meow.
That's a cat, not a cap.
What it's going to involve is you take the amount of TV money received by the club finishing bottom of the Premier League. So last year it was Southampton. They generated £103 million in money from the Premier League TV deal. And then you multiply that by a figure. So let's say it's going to be five. 103 times five gives us a figure of £515 million. And then any club, in theory, in the Premier League can spend up to that amount of money on wages, transfer fee amortisation, agents' fees and player write-downs. The squad cost control will be applied first, and that will say that's the maximum amount you can spend in terms of wages, amortisation, agents' fees and player write-downs. And then you will apply the anchoring as a second. So the anchoring is great because the anchoring applies, you know, in theory, it's egalitarian, it's democratic. Every club, if they want to, could spend £515 million. But you won't be able to do that because the squad cost kicks in first. So Palace will be capped at 170, and therefore the anchoring rules won't kick in. Let's take Manchester City, £700 million worth of income. 70% of that is 490. Yeah. You've got Palace at 85% of 200. It's 185. Manchester City have got a £300 million advantage before a goal ball is kicked.
And here's Simon Floppyhead Jordan with a controversial football opinion.
What is it, Jay? Tell me.
Stinks. Mo Salah isn't all that. And do you know what, matey? He's backing you up.
What, Simon Jordan's backing me up?
Well, it says here, he's right. backing you up.
Right, well, I don't remember any of this.
Well, listen.
Right, play the audio. I want to know if Simon Jordan's backed me up.
I know this is controversial and people are going to tell me what a clown I am, but I'm not a fan of Mo Salah's. I don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. I think he dives. I think he can be a fair-weather player. I know this will sound ridiculous to people. I know that I'm going to make myself incredibly unpopular by saying it. Obviously, he's scored lots of goals. I think when the going gets tough, sometimes some people stand up and fight and some people don't. And I just get this feeling that Salah can be one of those. And, you know, listen, it's an opinion. I'm sure I'm going to make myself unpopular. I'm sure it'll be cropped up and everyone can tell me what a burk I am.
TalkSport Daily.
Now stinks the latest episode of Talk Boxing with Spencer Oliver and George Grove is live now on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel.
What do you mean live now?
Live now, stinks.
As opposed to what?
Stinks, it's live.
How people just goes ready?
No, stinks, it's live.
It's not live now, it's recorded.
It was, when they recorded it, it was live.
Yeah, okay, I can't dispute that. Anyway, this week the boys discuss Anthony Joshua's recent comments to TalkSport claiming Alexander Usyk will beat Mike Tyson. Can you believe that?
You're going to beat Mike Tyson?
Sorry, my mistake. Hold on. Tyson Fury.
Oh, wow.
In an upcoming undisputed heavyweight clash.
It's always a clash, isn't it, in boxing?
Oh,
it's always a clash.
Why, it's just not a meeting.
It's just a meeting or...
Why not? It's clashing.
Or a punch-off. Say that again with the word punch-off at the end.
Upcoming undisputed heavyweight punch-off. Yeah, you watch better.
Where do you stand on that? What do you think? I know you was quite strong on that as well. I think that you went Usyk as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I picked Usyk to beat Fury. I remember when Usyk first moved up to heavyweight, I said, he's a dark horse, don't write this guy off. You know, we've seen cruiserweights move up to heavyweight and dominate in previous years. And yeah, I still think Usyk beats him. I think, you know, the argument is that a good big un beats a good little un, but I think Usyk is an exceptional fighter. I think in terms of their boxing ability, like, Usyk is a lot better.
Now, here's snooker supremo Barry Hearn on one of the greatest shows ever.
Was that Ancient Jay? No. What did Nero... White and Jordan. Breakfast? Stinks. What? We've definitely not had him on the sports bar. I can't think,
my
mate.
My show. Andy Austin's Drive Time.
Hold on.
Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
47 weekdays. No, you forgot it. Anyway, he was stating the World Championship will have to leave the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield in the near future. That's not exactly what he said, is it, producer Tom? I mean, you've just made stuff up now. You know what you are, Tom? Clickbait. You're a clickbaiter. And you're a clickbaiter.
You said click, didn't you?
Huh?
Click.
Huh?
Bait.
We've got to be looking at another building in Sheffield, which we can name the Crucible, built with the same type of feel, but I think we need 2,500 to 3,000 seats to stand any chance of disregarding the type of offers we're getting from around the world. We've built this into a global event. A lot of people say to me, it can't be in the Crucible every year. Surely if it's the World Championship, should go to Beijing one year and it should go to Saudi another year, should go to Canvey Island. I don't know. We love the history that the Crucible's given us, but we have to live in the real world. And the real world in all sports comes down to money.
Do you think it will move?
No.
You think it will stay?
Yes. And okay. All I need is a council to come back to me with a plan to say how they're going to give me to... If you want to go out to dinner, you're going to pay the bill. Sheffield City Council have got 3 years to give me something where the backstage areas look passable, where the practice areas are great, where the customer experience can be better.
Okay.
And I can get enough money, not to replace Saudis or Chinese. I'll never get enough of that.
Okay.
But just enough to make the difference to show that someone cares as much as me.
Okay.
Don't put all the blame on me. At the end of the day, we're in checkbook land, and sport globally is in that land, whether we like it or not.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
TalkSport Daily.
Now we finish off Jeff Stelling. We finish off with Jeff Stelling and Ali McQuist. We finish off Jeff Stelling and Ali McQuist.
That's no way.
Okay, here we go again. Cut all that out. Make sure it doesn't go out.
Make sure none of that goes out, Tom.
Right, here we go.
Tom, do you promise?
And Steve, we finish with Jeff Stelling and Ali McQuist discussing Prince William and whether or not he might try to resurrect FA Cup replays.
It's not top of his agenda, let's be...
He's got other things to worry about these days.
That he needs to think about first. We all know that it's a disgraceful decision, you know, which benefits the few big clubs and everybody else suffers. But I don't see Prince William getting involved.
Would it not be marvellous if he did? If he said, listen, we're putting world problems to the side at this moment in time. I need to sort this out. Replays are back
on. A lot
of
people feel passionately about it, Ali. Football's important to a lot of people up and down the country. Come on.
And I think it's a ridiculous decision. However, I have to agree with Jeff on this one. I think he might have one or two other things on his agenda.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Wherever You Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Ali Austin's Drive Time Show today at 4 yeah, I'll p.m. Be, what a show I've got lined
Sting,
up.
Do you know what, Stings? I can't wait. Honestly, to listen to Virgin Drive on the way. I drive... I'm back on the sports bar from 10.
I can't wait, Jay. I can't wait to listen to Times Radio from 10.
It's very good, brother.
Actually, you know, I will listen to that.
There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning. Just make sure you do all the hitting, all the five-star reviewing, and just do all of that.
Good work.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.